Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
I've been teaching on the Holy Spirit and you, and I will do everything I can this morning to just teach, because most of the other times I realize that the service is always hijacked. Not like it cannot be hijacked, but whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do. But I really want to teach this morning, and I will teach. Amen. So we started the teaching. I did an introduction the other time. Please, let's be quiet. I want to encourage us not to use our phones for any other thing apart from maybe making notes, the Bible and all that, so that you can listen. It's for your own good, so that you can listen to what God has to say. And you know, whenever God wants to speak like that, he wants us to be quiet so that we can hear him. It's like distraction can take away everything you're supposed to get in a beautiful service like this. So I really want to encourage us. I'm going to be speaking very deep things, practical things. So I want you to please pay attention. Amen. So I try to explain who the Holy Spirit is by letting you know that the Holy Spirit is God himself. Amen. So God himself. Now God has the essence, the God essence is made up of three personalities. That is, the Godhead is made up of three persons. And I said one is what? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are co-equal. In other words, no one is bigger than the other. They are co-eternal. That means all of them are eternal. Three of them express omnipresence. That means they can be everywhere at the same time. Apart from Jesus that was constrained in the flesh to stay in human body. Are we here together? Yes. And that was because he was operating here on earth that moment. After his resurrection, you see how he was appearing and disappearing everywhere. And they are omniscient. That means they are all knowing. The Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son. Again, we see Jesus Christ, you know, on the face of the earth here, limited, you know, because he lived 100% God, 100% man life. So he said things like, the day or the hour where the Son of Man will come is left in the reserve of the Father. Are you get what I'm saying now? Not like he doesn't know. It's just like we have a board meeting, and after the meeting, somebody comes to ask me, sir, so what's this? And I said, that's not for me. It's for the board to decide. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So are you not part of the board? Well, the board. So that was what Jesus was saying when he was saying that it's for the Father. The word Father means source. It's for the source to decide the day or the hour. So every decision that you see made in the Godhead is made by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And from the beginning we see it. Let us make man in our image. No other God anywhere in any religion communicates that way. No other God. In all the religions that I have been privileged to know, maybe the ones in thick bush and forest that we don't know, but in Bible school I think I did a little bit, about 350 religions thereabouts, and I've seen that no one sounds that way. Just the God of the Bible. He's the God that has a pluralistic nature, unlike other gods. Are we here together? So we have done that. Then I tried to move forward. Now, 2 weeks ago, I said that part of the things that the Holy Spirit does is that he ushers God's presence into your life. So Moses said that, I will not go except you tell me who will go with me. And God said, my presence. He said, who will go? Then he said, my presence. Do you get it now? He's asking who. That means which person will go with us. Then God answering him said, my presence will go with you. In other words, my presence is a person. Are we here together now? My presence will go with you and I will give you rest. That's what he said to Moses. So I told us how that he ushers the presence of God into our lives as believers. Then we have the indwelling presence, which is what you receive when you get born again. I will explain what that does somewhere in this service. Just listen. You will get something from that. Then we have the omnipresence. That means he's everywhere at all times. God is under the seas, in the air, he's in the land, he's everywhere. He's inside you, he's outside you, he's all around you, everywhere. Then he is also has the dimension of him that is the manifest presence. So although he is everywhere, he does not show himself everywhere. He shows himself where there is a need, where he is acknowledged, where there is something to do. Are we here together now? Because he takes action. So anytime he shows up in the fullness of his omnipresence, then he shows up in a particular place, is said to be his manifest presence. The word manifest means to reveal. Are we here together, church? Please just listen. You will get the full gist. I did that the first week and I said a lot of things. You can go back, listen to that sermon. It is that manifest presence of God that you see Jesus speaking. He said, while Jesus was teaching, the power of God was present to heal. In other words, is of course present everywhere, but that teaching session, it was present to heal. And just as I'm speaking right now, the word of God is active, is quick and powerful. Somebody can, you know, while the word is going on right now, a prophetic declaration is made, or light comes into your heart, and something that has troubled you all these years, all of a sudden can dissolve. That's the light of the word of God. Because where two or three are gathered, I am there. Do you know God is here? Are you sure you understand that? Are you sure you know that? No. If people know that, they won't be pressing their phone in service. If people know that, they will carry themselves in a different way, because you understand that his presence is here. You are not scared. You are not afraid, but you reverence him. You honor him. Are we here together? And he is here. When you're having a conversation, you know, that has to do with him, in his name, whether in the church or not, he is there. It is not this church that brought the presence of God here. We brought the presence of God here. No, you don't understand. It's not this building, because we can decide to move our service to a hotel. And he's omnipresent in the hotel, true of us. But there is not his manifest presence. And he can decide to make his manifest presence show there to save somebody, to heal somebody, to deliver somebody, anywhere. Does anybody understand what I'm saying here today? Good. So we talked about that. Number two, I don't know if we discussed this last week, but this is where I am this week. Number two is that the Holy Spirit brings the power of God into your life. The Holy Spirit brings the power of God into your life. We've not discussed this. I'll do this and we'll advance. The Holy Spirit can supernaturally empower you to do things that you would never be able to do naturally. Things you would never be able to do naturally. The Holy Spirit can empower you to do it. In other words, these things naturally, they are not the things that you can do. But somehow when it comes upon you, there is the indwelling, I said, is that not? And there is the uponness of the Spirit. And that's what Jesus was speaking about in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. He said, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The Spirit of God came upon Samson, and Samson would tear a lion. Who does that? By the Spirit of God. And from Zechariah, where we started reading, you know, he said, it is not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So there are certain things you cannot do by yourself naturally. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, he makes it happen. Why? He is the creative force of God. Write it down. The Holy Spirit is the creative force of God. When God spoke and said, light be, it was the Holy Spirit that brought light out of darkness. Are we here together now? When the Holy Spirit, you know, the Bible says concerning Mary, the power of the highest. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. Put it on the screen, please. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. It says, and the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will do what? Envelope you. The word overshadow there means to envelope. You know how you put a money inside an envelope, and you can't see the money anymore, but you can see the envelope. That's exactly what happened to Mary. He said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. He now says, therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of the Highest. In other words, what happened to Mary that day was like, you know, the way the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. You know what it means to overshadow somebody? You know, you like when they say somebody speaking, then your voice is louder. That means her strength is not what the Holy Spirit worked with. The Holy Spirit didn't need Joseph. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and Mary conceived a seed. Now, child of God, listen, when the Holy Spirit overshadows you in different areas of your life, you can conceive a God idea. Not every good idea is a God idea. Good ideas can be frustrated, a God idea cannot. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? So when it is God working, it is always very different. Very different. It says the power of the highest will overshadow you. Now, the Holy Spirit himself took over Mary. And what Mary will not be able to do naturally. Nobody can give birth to a child naturally without having sexual relations or artificial insemination or something that is in that class. Are we here together? But somehow, there wasn't any artificial insemination, nothing like that. The Holy Spirit did a surgery. He planted the seed of the Word of God inside the womb of Mary, and Mary carried a child and gave Mary gestation for 9 months exactly, and she gave birth to a child. What is impossible with man? He says, with God, all things are what? Possible. And that's why somebody under the sound of my voice, this year 2025, you'll be getting God results. I didn't hear you. I said you'll be getting God results. God results in your business. God results in your career. Your health that used to fail will not fail this time again. It will be a God thing for you in the name of Jesus. We see the same thing happen to in the life of Elijah. Elijah outran the chariot. Naturally, he will not be able to run that way. But the Holy Spirit came upon him and he outran the chariots of Ahab. And he got to the gate before Ahab would get there. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Pastor, how does that apply to my life today? Of course, the power of the Holy Spirit can come upon you and you are in an interview and you are forgetting everything. The name of the company, you can't remember. The vision, you can't remember. Everything just sapped off your brain. Then all of a sudden, he reminds you. Because the Bible says he will remind you of all things. Then you sit down, you're wondering, how did I remember this thing? I there are different times the Holy Spirit has helped me remember a lot of things, but this particular one is striking. I was in an examination, I was in the examination hall in 100 level of writing exam, and I had read so much the names of the four Islamic Orthodox caliphs. I was doing Islamic law then. So when I sat down in that hall, I forgot all of them. I was totally blank. Guess what I did? I just put my hand on the paper and I was speaking in tongues. I said, Holy Spirit, you will write today. You were right. You know when they say out of six, answer four, and this is your fourth. You know that the other two, God did not make a way there. This is where the way is. I've read this thing. And all of a sudden, as I was just saying it, my heart was just saying, God, I cannot leave this thing like this. I just saw that I was writing. I had finished writing and I came back to look at it. I read the name. I didn't know whether what I wrote was really correct, but it sounded like the things. Do you understand? So when I went out, it was the first thing I went to check. You know how you do exam things now? So I rushed to my book. I said, Kai! You know, I just felt like grabbing the Holy Ghost and kissing him and saying, Aya, God, Kai, you know book. You know, something like that. It was special to me because he gave it to me. Are we here together? So sometimes you might be in that situation where you don't know what to do. Sometimes it has to do with your business. It can be with your career. And by yourself, you will not be able to do a particular thing. Then the Holy Spirit comes through for you. And that's why he's our friend. And this year I told you, he's your invisible partner. Is that not? Yes, he's your invisible partner. He doesn't have to enter the examination hall physically. He will come spiritually. And that's why he's your advantage. He doesn't have to be in the boardroom. Just you go do what you're supposed to do. Prepare very well. If you forget anything, he will show up for you. Not when you don't prepare. He reminds you of the things you have read. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So the Holy Spirit helps us in that manner. Yes. There's something I'm seeing here. I'm leaving it for accelerate. Yeah. I'll leave it there. So you see, and the Holy Spirit upon the life of, you know, people like Deborah. Deborah could do great and mighty things, and it was by the power of the Spirit. It was not natural. The thing that woman was doing, it wasn't natural. To go for battle, a woman in front, fight. What are you doing? Why? How? It was not natural. The Spirit of God steered her up to carry out the counsel of God at a Kairos moment. Remember, I've been talking about this recently. I said there's a time appointed for something to happen. When everything is set, at the Kairos moment, the Spirit of God begins to move. Because he's the one that executes the counsel of God. He's the one that executes the purposes of God. So even if you are sitting, he will start stirring your heart. You are sleeping, he will start telling you, pray. Why? You have to partner with me to birth this will of God. And the will of God cannot be birthed on the face of the earth except that the Holy Spirit partners with human beings. Are we here together, church? So at the Kairos moment, many of the times he will do everything he can. But some people, due to their insensitivity, they frustrate the agenda of God. And when God has tapped them and tapped them and tapped them, they refuse. It's just like sometimes we are making altar calls. And when you make altar calls, this brother or sister has been coming to church. You just hear, they're excited. But they know that they've not made a decision for Jesus. You tap them and tap them and tap them. If that person is in service like this today, and we have been tapping and tapping, you don't respond. What if the trumpet sounds when we are going out? You know? Ha. The Bible says, in the day of salvation, harden not your hearts. Don't be hardened. Don't be hardened. Respond to him. Respond to his love. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Are you learning something already? Yes. So listen, church, I want you to understand that what God really wants to give you, you know, people want cars, we want houses, we want everything like that. I also want nice stuffs. I like nice, good stuffs, and I want them. But that's not the primary thing that I go to discuss in the presence of God. That's not. The Bible says all these things shall be added to us. What the Holy Spirit wants to give you is his active presence working in your life. He wants to ensure that you are willing to host him. When you host him, the dimensions of him that you host will determine the realities that you can receive. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? He doesn't just want to even give you a healing. He doesn't just want to give you a car or a house. He doesn't know those things are small things. He wants to give you him so that in him you can make those things happen. Is anybody getting what I'm saying, church? So it's not just those things that he wants to give to you. He wants to make sure that you have him and understand you. He lives inside of you right now, but you need to have him. And sometimes we're praying and we're saying, Lord, I want more of you. But really, the Holy Spirit is saying, it's not more of me. Me, I need more space. I can feel everything. I need more of you too. You don't understand what I just said? So when we're praying and say, Holy Spirit, more of you, the Holy Spirit is also talking to you and saying, more of you. In other words, delete some of the applications so that I can install myself in you. There are apps that I need to install. You've not deleted. If you don't delete bitterness, I can't install joy. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? If you don't delete all the negative past thoughts, I cannot install peace. You want me to install love, then delete unforgiveness. Just delete it and see me install the app love and see what your life will look like. So sometimes it's not more about the Holy Spirit coming in. No matter how much you want to get on your phone, if you have certain applications and your storage is filled up, you will not be able to get more. Is that not? Many believers have their storage filled. And that's why the Holy Spirit can get more into you. You need to uninstall some things and allow him to take over. Am I communicating? Is anybody getting my message this morning? Yes. So what God wants to give you in your life, he has given you the deposit inside, but he wants you to experience the manifest part of it. He wants to experience the fullness of that dimension. God wants to give you the fullness of him. The fullness of him that filleth all things in all, so that your life will not be the same again. And I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice, beyond the car, beyond the house, beyond having businesses, beyond having children, beyond having a marriage, beyond having whatever it is, God will give you what it is that can supply every of those things in your lifetime, in the name of Jesus. And he's giving you the fullness of himself. I say he's giving you the fullness of himself in the name of Jesus. If the Holy Spirit is going to make you experience the power of God, how do I connect with power? Write it down. To connect with power, you must learn to tarry. He said to them, go and tarry in the upper room until you are endued with power from on high. Go and tarry until you are endued with power from on high. Now, some believers have an understanding that because the Holy Spirit has come on the day of Pentecost, we don't need to tarry again. That's not true. The Holy Spirit has come on the day of Pentecost. I don't tarry to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit because if I have understanding, I can speak in tongues by faith. Are we here together? But I tarry to connect with power. If it's power, you have to tarry. Even Jesus had the Holy Ghost dwelling inside of him, but he went for 40 days. After the 40 days, the Bible says that concerning Jesus, he came back in the power of the Spirit. That's how he came back. So how did he go before? He went before with the indwelling Spirit. He went with the indwelling Spirit. So he had a good life. He had a beautiful character. But when he was coming back, he came back in the power of the Spirit. The next thing we see, the Bible says his fame went abroad. The indwelling will not announce you. It's your oneness that will announce you. Nobody knows that you are carrying an indwelling. You are the one talking about that. Something must show for us to know that you are a believer. Am I making sense here now? There's a dimension of God that is calling that is called that show dimension. It's called power. And God wants every believer to understand that that's where we operate. As I speak the word of God right now, the power of God is present to heal. Different times we've heard testimonies. When pastor was just preaching, pastor mentioned something and I got healed. Pastor mentioned that and it was the exact word in my heart. Some of the messages I received today were people writing and saying things to me this birthday week of how that sometimes they plan to come for a counseling or something to discuss with me. And during the course of the teaching, the answer has come already. Now it's simple. I pray that God, I don't want to have overload counseling. Why not tell the people the things while I am preaching so that my workload will reduce? And that's why you get that kind of answers. Because if I have to do counseling from one like Moses, you worry. Even if we have multiple counselors, you can worry them. But when the saints are beginning to feast on the word of God and answers begin to come, that's the move of God. That's the power of God. There is the power of God that heals. There's the power of God that saves. There's the power of God that grants wisdom and light. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Glory to God. Are you being blessed already? So number one, to connect with power, you have to tarry. You have to stay there. The Bible, the disciples of Jesus Christ, you know, a man brought his son and he said, I brought him to your disciples and they could not do much about him. And Jesus Christ looked at them and he said, wow, guys, what's up? And he said, you remember that Jesus Christ had been fasting and praying and he had lived that kind of life. But the disciples were always eating bread and beans. Amen. You know, they love bread and beans a lot. As I think one of them likes potato too much. I don't know whatever it is he has with potato. I think that would be Thomas. I don't know. If he sees me in heaven, we'll gist about it. But you see, the truth is this, that these guys were always eating. So the point, so somebody came and said, why is it that your disciples don't fast? The disciples of John the Baptist, but why do your own disciples not fast? But when Jesus was with them, he laid hand on them, they will go and heal the sick and they will come back. But they were not walking perpetually in that grace. But Jesus said, when I leave, they will know the need for fasting. They will have to fast. They will have to do it. So why did that demon not leave that guy? He said, this kind goeth not except by prayer and word fasting. So there is a power dimension you cannot come into until you step into the place of tarrying in prayer and word fasting. People criticize a lot of things from other religions. They don't know what other religions do. But when we do as Christians, they begin to attack us. They are doing 100 days fasting. Why are they doing? They want to kill themselves. That's your business. Those that eat sheets to build plaza, did you disturb them? Hello? Those that kill their father and their mother, kill their parents, to have money, do you disturb them? Why are you disturbing us? Say they are fasting. Why are they going to be doing all this kind of fasting? They want to, but before you know it now, all of them will have ulcer. Who told you? Is it today Christianity started? Who told you that? There's wisdom in what we do. Of course, a few people can do it in the wrong way. But if everybody applies their heart to wisdom and do the right things, we will get results. And these are some of the gimmicks of the devil to stop us from doing the things we do. These are called the rituals of our faith. These are the things that help service our altar. These are the things that keep us aflame and ablaze for God. Don't let anybody talk you out of the practices that our fathers and the apostles and the prophets did that gave them strength with God. Because this is the generation of them that seek thee, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Those that will tell the devil and the kingdom of darkness, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up. If they succeed to stop us from fasting, they'll take everything from us. Very soon they'll start complaining that we pray too long. We do this too much. We do that. We know there are a few people who are taking things overboard, but we understand that people still fast and pray. Somebody can decide if you have the time and you want to fast, pray 12 hours, stay there and pray. Doesn't change anything. The Bible says Jesus prayed all night. If you have the time, you do it. Sometimes it's your holiday, your vacation. Sometimes you shut your business for one day just to have time with God. It will not kill you. The business will not die. I guarantee you. If you have been putting strong, effective practices on your business before now, and you decide to do one day for God, I tell you, don't let any devil deceive you. Nothing will go wrong. Have you not been a lazy person? Just that you decide to do this. So don't let anybody tell you something. You want to hear from God. It doesn't matter how fast anybody is running. I told you, speed in the wrong direction is not an advantage. And when we stay with God, we get direction. Somebody can start today and start running. Yes, running like somebody who is confused. But you will sit down with God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And when your strength is renewed and you mount up, you will not be walking, you will be mounting. That's why I said when they renew their strength, they will mount up with wings. Others are running, they will be mounting. Somebody's coming into that dimension. I didn't hear you. I said somebody's coming into that dimension. In the name of Jesus. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, right here in our midst, the Spirit is moving. Right here in our midst, as the prophet said it should be. Right here in our midst, there's a mighty revelation. revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Number three, the Holy Spirit leads the believer on the path of divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. The first one I said, he brings the presence of God into your life. The second one I said, he brings the power of God into your life. The third one, he leads you in the path of divine wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. Yes. 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29. 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29 to 33. We're going to be reading 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29 to 33. Let's do this. And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceeding great understanding. Who gave to Solomon? God gave to Solomon wisdom and exceeding great understanding. And listen now, the Holy Spirit is the dispenser of this reality. The reason is because he's the invisible one that helps you make decisions. We see it in Genesis with Bezalel. The Bible says, he said, I've anointed him with the Spirit of God, with all craft and workmanship. Then we see another guy called Tubal-Cain. The Bible says about Tubal-Cain that I have given him anointing to be a blacksmith. So all the first of those who craft things in the Bible. Then there's another guy called Jubal. That one is good with instruments. Who gave them this understanding and strength? The Holy Spirit. They didn't just come into it. These are mortals living on the face of planet Earth. God taught them. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceeding great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand of the seashore. You know what that means? Largeness of heart like the sand. That means the things in Solomon's heart, they are so much that he knew so many things about almost everything. Look at it. Go ahead. So Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the East, because the men of the East used to be known as the people of wisdom. Are we here together now? And all the wisdom of where? Egypt. Because Egypt happens to be the center of civilization in the world then. A lot of powerful things were happening there in Egypt. But God gave Solomon unusual wisdom. He said, for he was wiser than all men. Kai. Wiser than all men. Wiser than all men. Somebody under the sound of my voice today, the Spirit of God is giving you a strange wisdom that people cannot gainsay in the name of Jesus. In that area of your calling, they will look at you and they say, amongst others, this man, this woman is outstanding in the name of Jesus. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrite. That means Ethan the Ezrite was a very wise guy, and he said he was wiser than him. And Haman, Kalok, and Darad, Darda, the son of Mahol, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs. You know what that means? 3,000 dimensions of wisdom to guide different aspects of life. 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. They even documented it. Can you see this guy? He also spoke of trees in the palace. How did he know botany? That means this guy happens to also understand botany so much. He spoke of trees. He knew the trees and the diseases that they could cure. Solomon had that wisdom. From the cedar tree of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the well. He spoke also of animals. This guy didn't go to school anywhere. The Bible says God gave Solomon. There is a kind of download you will have that even when there's no school, you will be the institution from where people will start learning it. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I sense in my spirit, God is going to teach you something you did not learn from anywhere, but people will pay money to learn from you. Hey, you didn't get that. I say God is going to teach you something. You did not learn it from anywhere, but people will pay money to learn it from you. In the name of Jesus. Solomon spoke of animals, he spoke of birds, of creeping things, and of fish. How did he get all that kind of wisdom? Now it says God gave Solomon. Are you getting what I'm saying here? That's what the Holy Spirit can do for the believer. The wisdom of discernment, the ability to know right and wrong, good and evil, ability to discern difference in time, difference in moment, difference in people, the wisdom to know who to honor per time so that you can rise in life, the wisdom to know who to, listen, the reason many marriages are failing, many people don't even understand the simple wisdom to understand the honor of their partners. They don't understand it. So what? What's he going to do? What can she do? I paid her bride price now. What else? That woman might be carrying the gold that will change your life. If you don't do anything about it, you will die a pauper and she'll be there. Honor. It takes wisdom to discern people. It takes wisdom to discern difference in moments. There's a time to talk and there's a time not to talk. Do you know you can go for a meeting and in that meeting, a discussion are going on, the Holy Spirit will tell you, shut up. Because only one thing you will say, it will betray everything. Because even if a fool does not talk, he's presumed to be wise. Then God wants to say, just ask the fool, don't talk. Because what I'm seeing that you're about to say now, it will not make sense. Keep quiet. Then from the house, somebody wants to talk by force. I say, eh, by the time you say it, they say, well, it's okay. Decision has been made. You say, we would have given it to you, but we just, as we listen to you. And the Holy Spirit was saying, shut up, shut up, shut up. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Is anybody learning something this morning? Wisdom is manifested in solving, write it down, the way you see me, wisdom at work, manifested in solving problems and interpreting issues. Do you know that there are people that they did not learn it from anybody, but the way God has helped them, the way they solve problems, the way they handle issues, you will prefer to take your matter to this person than to this other one, because there is a wisdom dimension that this person brings to the matter. And there are many of us, God wants to help us operate that way. That was what was operating in the life of Deborah. The Bible says Deborah sat under the tree. They even gave the tree a name called the tree of Deborah. And she judged Israel. Were there no men? Listen, the Holy Spirit does not know gender. Doesn't know gender. If a man is available, you feel the man. If a woman is available, if his child, he doesn't even know age. If anybody that makes himself available, he's willing to do anything he wants to do. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So if you are ready, if you are ready for him, if you are willing, he will open you up to dimensions of wisdom. How you solve problems, resolving difficult matters, financial issues, business issues, career issues, academic issues, the manifest, listen now, listen to this now. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit is not just about speaking in tongues. I've seen a lot of believers everywhere. After the ba 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 ba, somebody just touched your mumu button, you flare like a mad person. What did your baba do? I thought the baba was supposed to deal with your anger. So you need to understand that the walking of this is not just tongues. It's not just tongues. The same tongue that you used to speak to God, you can use to start defiling yourself and dragging down. Do you know how many people do what people do in the realm of the spirit? This is how they do. This is like climbing a mountain in the realm of the spirit. You are building up. Is there anything wrong with tongues? No. It is the way to build up yourself. But after you have built yourself up, when you look down, there will be temptation waiting for you. And after the temptation comes, you go back, you fall for the temptation, and you go back like this. The next time you come again, let's start showing you again. Raka baba baba. Every time you baba up, you bobo down. Learn not to be like that. When you are praying in the Holy Ghost, listen to what He's saying to you. When you are praying in the Holy Ghost, understand what He's saying to your heart. Because every time you're about to enter a new phase, after you have launched a spiritual dimension, there will be a carnal test to see whether your strength is still weak or so strong. And that's where many people fail it. You will not fail your test. I didn't hear anybody say louder, amen. So don't just speak in tongues. We want to see your communication in human language. You can speak in coded language with God, but when you are speaking with men, men are not God. Men need honor. Men need respect. Men need to know what you're talking about. Am I communicating, church? A believer should be a highly sought for person in an organization because of the depth of wisdom. Why should I employ you? Why? Imagine you go for an interview and they're asking, why should I employ you? Why should we employ you? We have like, how many people here? You can't go there and start saying, Rake supetena, evaiva no kapa regedelebo shakutataya. Everything that your Rake peshunata has done inside of you, then you will turn it into human language and say, if you employ me in this organization here, give me a test of the 6 months. If it doesn't work, I bring solution in this dimension. I bring solution in that dimension in the area of data analytics with this method. It is not a method that is known to people commonly. But while I was studying the course, I had an insight into it. Who taught you? It was an insight. Who is not expecting to see the insight? When you have even said the correct things already, what every other person said, then you added extra. The Holy Ghost is the extra. The spice. They ask questions. What exactly did you put in this food? There's a spice. Nobody knows. You know, people have their unique, what they call their recipe. And sometimes the recipe, everything changes just because of one unique spice. Just one. Just one. Those of you that have been, let me just help you. If you have been cooking a goosey without utazi, I don't know what you're doing. That's my own help for you. Eh? You have been cooking okra soup without Cameroon pepper. What are you eating? What are you eating? Sorry. That one is not Holy Spirit. It's Mavis spice. Glory to God. So a believer should be a person of wisdom. That was what we see in the life of Daniel. Daniel was standing. He stood out. The Bible says the first king came. Remember, Daniel was a man. The Bible says, inasmuch as an excellent spirit was found in him. So the spirit working in Daniel was which spirit? The Holy Spirit. In fact, the king saw him and said, Daniel, a man in whom the spirit of the gods reside. That's how they described him. They said, that guy, the spirit of the gods live inside of him. But they knew that it was not their own gods. It must be the God that gave birth to whatever it is they decided to start serving. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So Daniel stood the first time, he served with the first king. And when that one was done, that one said, okay, we have dissolved this cabinet. And Daniel went back home. And when he went back home, they created a new list with a new cabinet. And he puts when they called the names of people, Daniel. Oh God. He goes back there and he serves with that one. By the time he was done serving, the other guy created the cabinet and missed Daniel's name. Daniel did not bother. Then the mother came and said, oh God, you get sense. He said, come, let me give you sense. In the days of your father, there is a guy in whom the spirit of the God lived in. In fact, he was the one controlling Babylon and everything happening here. If you don't put him here, you will fail. And the boy said, please go and bring me Daniel. After he served that one, the fourth king came, he served again. That means the wisdom of God can make you so much that you are indispensable. People look, they don't know how they want to do it without you. Somebody under the sound of my voice, in this year 2025, as you yield to the Holy Ghost, you are coming into that dimension of wisdom. You are coming into that dimension of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Listen, so that you can get this balance. It means that when people are going to Harvard Business School, God gives you money, you've gone. They go to Lagos Business School, God gives you money, you go. But when people come out, the difference has to be there. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that I've not done what every other person will do. That's what we should do naturally. We should upskill, we should reskill, we should proskill. But after the upskilling, reskilling, and proskilling, then I spirit skill. A new dimension. And somebody saying, what exactly is this one? We have not seen this type before. You say, yes, you see, this one. It's a secret place that we get it. They say, what's a secret place? Talk, let's understand. A secret place needs a relationship. You need to meet with him. When you meet with him and he overshadows you, just imagine that you are the boss in the office, the number one in the office, and the wisdom is oozing out like that. If somebody is an unbeliever, they'll be tempted to become Christians by force. Because they're just seeing the wisdom, the intelligence. They're wondering, so what do they do for where are they? Which guy jargon be this? They want you. God is bringing us to that height in the name of Jesus. Yes. So in your everyday life, the Holy Spirit helps the believer to make wise decisions, such as choosing friends. There are some friends that enter your life, they can mess up everything. Do you know that the Holy Spirit can tell you not to be friend with a particular person? Not because the person did anything wrong, but because in 2 years' time, the person will change, and the person's change, you would have been so close that it will influence you. Then he will say, you don't need this one on your journey. He says, sir, but there's nothing wrong with him. He said, don't worry. I've seen the future. I've seen everything. Now this one, it will change. Just a little, and you'll be so close that when it switches, you will switch. So to protect your life, don't go with this person. Don't go with the person. And you're wondering why. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It's the wisdom to make choice for the kind of friends. Then time management. Sometimes you are just there, whiling away time, doing everything. Then have you been there before? The Holy Spirit just prompts you and say, you are talking too much. How many of you have been there before? I've been there. I just talk a lot of things and I tell you I'm talking and the person is listening and the Holy Spirit says to me sometimes, he says, you are casting pearls to somebody who doesn't know the value. Shut up. And I'll just keep, I say, okay, with what you have heard, is that okay? I say, yeah. I was talking to somebody one time, the person came to see me, and when the person is we're done talking, I was trying to say a lot of things. I was eager to share plenty of things. But as I was sharing, I discovered that the person wasn't spiritual, but I was just sharing. Until the Holy Spirit prompted my heart and said, shut up, you're talking too much. The person doesn't even value what you're saying. I kept quiet. Then after some time, I realized that the person needed what exactly I was saying. So when the call of the person came, the Holy Spirit said, now he will value it. Listen, you will see. He has suffered what you have as a solution. And when they came the next time, he came with paper, pens to buy everything. And I said, this thing be like a student that came to learn. Like a student that came to learn. In other words, everything I was saying initially didn't make sense. And do you know sometimes people usually will weigh your results to determine how much they will listen to you. you better get results. Results terminate insults. You don't have results. Everything you say look like doesn't make sense. Just a few years after, the person has become a student. Just a few years after, I've received calls. Sir, I know that time I came, I wanted to be your friend. I want to be your mentee now. I say, okay. I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say. That's how the Holy Spirit can move you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? Yes. You're about to board a particular bus. And when you're about to enter, you have done everything to enter. You have done everything to enter. All of a sudden, you sat down there. And the conductor just came and said, ah, Oga, you cannot sit here. You cannot. He said, why? He said, no, you cannot sit there. And it's the front seat. And you know you have sat. Nobody's here. You can sit. He said, no. Then you just said, okay, no problem. And you moved out of the front seat. Not realizing that where they are going to, it might not even be an accident. It might be that they might be delayed for another 4 or 5 hours, and you are going for an important thing, that if you miss it, your family can suffer hunger for 2 years. And the Holy Spirit will say, just let them go. We are not saying that when things happen to people bad, we are trying to judge them. No, we are saying that really bad things can be targeted to happen. And whether we say it or not, bad things will happen. But somebody can be exempted. By the Spirit this year, in the name of Jesus, I declare a mark of exemption by the direction of the Holy Ghost upon your life, in the name of Jesus. Is anybody getting something out of my message today? So you sense it, then you move. In your business, the Holy Spirit can inspire innovative ideas for business growth. Imagine a Christian entrepreneur, you get a business model in a dream. A business model in a dream. And you wake up and you're just interpreting. And people are like, wait, the last time we checked it, and he said, there is a missing link. God just gave me this one. How? He said, I was sleeping in that dream. The man appeared and this is what he said to me. I've had dreams like that. I've had dreams. While we're building the church here, I had dreams about some things that were not part of the original plan. Then I came to the engineers. I said, is it possible to add it? Check this house, check the strength. Is it possible? I saw this kind of thing. The image I now saw in my dream was like this. And they said, okay, no problem. Let's add it. I have dreams like that. I've had days where I was frustrated and tired about the work until I needed to go and sleep and refresh. The Holy Spirit says, sleep. Just calm down. When you wake up, you'll be fine. The Holy Spirit has to help you. Or some people will get frustrated and they'll commit suicide. You need the Holy Spirit to help you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Yes. In your career, the Holy Spirit can open doors of promotion and provide excellent wisdom. That your boss will see that kind of wisdom and your boss will tell you, I've worked in this office for the past 25 years. Nobody has said this thing you just said. And you'll be looking like this. Do you know that immediately your boss says that thing, decision has been made already? Just watch out the next promotion and see what will happen. That's what the Holy Spirit can do. So in our 21st century day, the Holy Spirit might not be working with you like Philip to transport you or teleport you to another city. If there is need, he can do that also. Please don't be aware that he can do that. There's nothing he cannot do. There was a time Ayobabalola was preaching in a particular place, and I heard that maybe his wife, witch wife, tried to lock him from preaching and said, you will not go today. And he still went there to preach. She shut the door, but he still appeared there. And after preaching for the people, he came back. He said, but we saw you here. So we did do the work. Dimensions. May God bring us into realms. May we not see things in this age and limit what God can do. In the name of Jesus. Academic wisdom for students. You're struggling with a particular subject. The Holy Spirit can open your eyes and you start seeing differently. Marriage. The Holy Spirit helps parents to nurture their children in a particular way. I've seen parents who started it. Some people are very careless. They don't listen to the Holy Spirit. They are so care. They are so about what they want to achieve, what they want to do this and that. They forget that sometimes the purpose of your life might be to train 3 boys, 2 boys, 2 girls. The purpose of your life might be just to train these 2 girls. What do you know that it's possible that you are not the one that God wants to use for the big thing? It's your seed. It takes a lot of humility to realize it and say, God, whatever it is, I will do it. You say, no, I wanted to study medicine. You must study medicine. Tobacco medicine, stop that. Parents, please stop that. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Many children have been frustrated. Some of them have committed suicide because parents led them to do things they did not know. If you are training a boy or a girl that has encountered Jesus as their Lord and Savior and has the Holy Spirit working and you have seen a dimension of wisdom in their life before, trust them in their career too. Trust them. Trust them. I know that their decisions, my father was a pastor, there are some things he wanted me to do that I didn't do. Well, I had interaction with God already. I said it to him. I said, this particular one, I'm not going to do it, sir. He's what I said. Hey, well, but I'm just telling you, do this. I said, I've heard, sir. Why? I have heard the person who created you, the Father of Spirits. This is my biological father. This is my father, the Father of Spirits. If he gives me a higher instruction, anything you say is subordinate to that one. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? And don't go and start rushing and make decisions and say, my pastor has preached, I want to show my parents. If you have not been making wise decisions before, nobody will trust you. And the only place you want to make decisions is in marriage. You say, my mommy, just trust me. Trust me. Our pastor has said it. The Holy Spirit is in me. It's a lie. All the ones that have been trying, you have not been getting it. It's not this one you will get. And can I tell you the truth? Adam and Eve summit is when? 14th and 15th. If you don't come for relationship summit, I wonder what you're doing. I wonder what you'll be doing. There are very dangerous things I'm going to be sharing. You like to hear them? Very dangerous things. Wisdom that God has downloaded that we're going to be sharing. 7 secrets to having a happy, experiencing happy ever after. Something like that. I was just downloading, you know, where you people sent me to go and sleep on the bed and enjoy my bed day. And they say, wake up. I say, Motijio. I downloaded things. While I was there, the Holy Spirit gave me an idea. I'll be training boys from age 8 to 18. Boys to real men. It's a special curriculum for boys. When we are done with those boys, when you see them, you will know. There are many young men today that do not have good understanding. The reason is because nobody mentored them. Nobody trained them. And God said, go back to the grassroots. That grassroots will work. 8 to 18. Boys to real men. When it's out, I'll let you know. That's how we get things from the Spirit. We shape generations by the Spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? You stay there, you are praying. And he's saying, this is it. This is, in fact, I got close to 10 things there. I was just telling myself, I said, this one is not holiday. This one is working day. May God help us in Jesus' name. But it was a nice time. Glory to God. Yes. And let me speak to people who have a call to the fivefold ministry. Understand that the Holy Spirit leads also. As pastors, prophets, evangelists and teachers, if God has called you to that dimension, don't run except there is an instruction. If you run without an instruction, no matter how far you have gone, they will drag you back. And when you come back, the shame to go up again will be hard. You need the Holy Spirit. If he has called you, the question you ask is, what is the details of the call? Your call doesn't have details. Why? So I'm called. If you know you are called, all you need to do is to attend training. My school of ministry is starting on Saturday, Abi. Just come and attend first. While the teaching is going on, the details of your call can be given to you. While you leave that place and you sit down at home, go say, that's why, now that you have taken that training, can you see the topic this man preached on now? That topic, go and expound it for life. And that's what you'll be doing. That's how God does it. When I was in the Bible school, God told me some things to focus on. And those are some of the things I'm focusing on. I didn't have all the details until I was there. And that's why people take trainings. That's why you have to be built. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. I'll take this last one in 5 minutes. Can you give me 5 minutes, church? Yes, let me take this last one. Because I'll close this teaching today. Next week, I'm going to be teaching 7 things that the Holy Spirit represents to the believer today. 7 things he represents. In the midweek service, I've started teaching 7 spirits of God. How many of you are on Tuesday? If you miss it. Yes. New steeds, new anointing. So get ready. If you don't miss Tuesday service, I'll be teaching massively, deep, a heavy dimension. The 7 spirits of God. I've taught only one, the Spirit of the Lord. I'll be teaching the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of mind, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of fear. When I finish it, even you will know that the devil is tired of you. See, if I preach to you, listen, if I, by the mercy of God, preach to you, after I have preached to you, if you go back to Satan, he will not attempt you. He will never. You will not be useful to Satan again. Forget it. I'm telling you. If I preach to you, but it's part of the portfolio of my own call. It's part of the cover of my call. If I have preached to you, you have heard my voice. If you go back and borrow yourself to Satan, there is something that has been marked in you. Satan will see that he cannot use you maximum again. He will send you back. Oh, the will of Eshmore. I preach to you, only you can never be successful. So the only hope you have is to stay in God. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Get it right. I'm telling you this thing by the Spirit. I'm not speaking because I feel like. I'm saying it because I'm convinced about it. And this particular part, I want you to know, the Holy Spirit will break you. Write it down. The Holy Spirit breaks you and reshape your character. The Holy Spirit breaks you and reshape your character. One of the reasons why some people, your character of some people has not changed, is because they are still proud about that negative character. Some people are still very proud that they talk a lot. They say, my mouth is open. Now raise your mouth. If I use this, my mouth attack your hair. That's why it can't change. No. It will never change. You know what you already like? You cherish it. So, those people cannot do anything about it. Some men like it that their face is very strong and hard, that nobody can approach them. So when they do it and people run away, they close their door. They say, hey, see, I take wrong. See, I take wrong. It's wickedness. It's witchcraft. Why are you tormenting people? And some ladies like it. Say, iron lady, iron breaker, iron breaker. Like, continue. Children are not iron. If you are an iron breaker, you can't train any child. Listen, the work of the Holy Spirit is to shape your character. Now, that is the indwelling. When he comes to live inside of you, he comes with love, joy, peace, patience, endurance. He comes with all that, but he cannot function fully until you do one thing. Yield. Somebody say yield. See, yield means that you will submit yourself. Now, let me explain yielding with this concept. I wish I could use other concept, but this is the best concept I can use now. You can picture it. Just imagine a guy trying to rape a lady. If the lady begins to fight very hard and she fights her way through and she eventually breaks forth, he will not succeed, is that not? But by the time he presses and pulls, she gets tired and she eventually yields, he will find his way through, is that not? Now, listen, this is how it works. Stop fighting with the Holy Spirit. He is not supposed to struggle to get you. He is your partner and he deserves a level of intimacy with you. He didn't get it. Ah, wait, love me. I'll say it again. What happened in a rape situation? If it happens in a marriage, there will be quarrel the next day. If it's a rape situation, the person has to fight for their life, is that not? But if it's a marriage, you understand now? What is that? Why are you there? What did they marry you for? You're supposed to just really touch yourself. I give myself away. That's how it's supposed to be. That's what marriage is about. Why? Every time the Holy Spirit comes, you yield yourself. You yield. You don't have the rights to yourself. It's no longer your body. No. That's why I said, know ye not that your body is at the temple of the Holy Ghost. He wants to walk in you. He wants to move in you. He wants to change everything about you. So that when you are walking on the street, when men look at you, they are not seeing you again. They are looking for a hard iron lady. But all of a sudden, he said, I will take away the stony heart from your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. Judah would have responded before, get out, get out. All of a sudden, you say, it's okay, come around. Then, what did you say, ma? No, come. Yes, ma. Say, stand up. Madam. Say, yes, okay, it's okay. What exactly do you want? Then you calm down when you do. It doesn't mean that when they do something wrong, you don't correct it. You correct it. Remember, it is the lion and the lamb. But some of you is only lion, you know. Lion. No. You must be able to pick the blend of the lion and the lamb. The lion is for leadership. The lion is to set structures. The lion is to ensure that systems are working. The lamb is for empathy, to ensure that there is motivation and encouragement. Rise up on your feet, church. I can't finish this message. So we must learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to the Holy Spirit and say, I give myself away. I open up to you. I'm not fighting. I yield. He wants to change that character. So you need to point that area of your character that you know people are complaining about. A has said this, B has said it. As a guy, every time you have lost the first relationship, the second one, the third one, young man, change. Ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that I'm not doing right? You're a lady, you have been struggling hard, and it looks as if you're such a wall that people cannot break through. You need to break up a little bit. I say, Holy Spirit, break me to the point where I can be useful to both God and men. You can't be useful to God alone. You have to be useful to God and men. So you need to pray this morning. Can you begin to pray and say, Holy Spirit, take over my life. Take over my life. Take over my life. Take over my life. Let your power flow. Let your wisdom flow. Reshape my character. Take over my life. Let your power flow. Let your wisdom flow. Reshape my character.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.